This is Them, This, That, and Me. We're back for another episode. And today we're going to get into some of the characters on that TV show with Maggie Bell, Oe, Jubal, Skola, and Tiffany, among others. So come back for some more Them, This, That, and Me. Okay, so let's get into it. The TV show is on CBS. And I'm not going to name the TV show name because I believe when I say the characters' names, everyone knows the TV show I'm talking about. But it's Maggie Bell, Jubal, Oe, Skola, Tiffany. And FBI the Universe, okay? The TV series. And they have multiple other shows. What is it? International and something else. But I am just confused at how judgmental these characters are on this TV series. I can't believe it. I mean, it seems like every one of them judges the other one. Every one of them on every other episode is trying to do something to benefit them or whatever they think or whatever, however they feel. And they're always just, you know, putting the other character in its place. And then they are doing the same thing that the other character is doing. Judging seems like doing things to benefit themselves. And it's just crazy to me. Every episode, there's a character doing this. Throughout the episode, there are multiple characters doing this. And I'm like, oh my goodness, if this is really how it is, this scares me. Because I'm like, Tiffany is going off on her tandem because something happened to one of the characters on the show. So now she's pretty much trying to get justice for that character specifically, to the point where she was literally going to the individual's widow house and kind of stalking the widow. And the widow had to say, hey, you know, you're going to have to stop this, or I'm going to have to call in, okay, and let them know, okay? Because this is getting a bit too much. Because she's like, I just want to move past this, and you still hawking on this. I mean, she was literally standing outside the lady's house waiting for her to come in, or waiting for her to come out from wherever, come back to the house, and she's just standing there waiting for her. I mean, that's some stalkerish behavior. I mean, I'm sure she probably tried to call. Let's, you know, get into it. I'm assuming she may have called on the phone or whatever, and she's been ignoring the calls. Possibly, let's get all the way deep dive into it. She don't want to hear about this no more. I didn't even see too many interactions with this character and Tiffany like that. So why are we so pressed on making this such a big issue? I mean, I understand she feels like, okay, well, it was her fault because they were on the undercover sting at that time together. But we didn't see that much interaction on film between them two to really believe that they were just that close of friends. Okay. That's one. Skola is always judgy. I mean, he's always judgy. He reeks of just judging this because his character facial expressions. It's just him and Oe. Oe and his facial expressions and Skola. They just always judging. I don't know if they judging the fact that they really have to, you know, play this part this week in the series, or if they just truly judge the characters. But their facial expressions to me are hilarious because they are always judged. I feel like when they look in the camera, I'm feeling like I'm being judged for looking at the show. But I still watch the show. I still watch. I had stopped watching for a while because it was like, they were killing off some of the characters. And I'm like, you know, just another one of those shows. And then recently I started getting into the other universe with the International, and I can't remember the other name of the other show, but I started getting into that, and I was like, oh, okay, yeah, maybe it's all right. I go back and see the original, and theirs is just so different. It just seems like everybody is just doing something to benefit themselves. If they feel like they wrong somebody, they just go off on their own tandem and do what they want to do. Like, even Isabel, who's the head of the department, I mean, she had an episode last week where she was judging, where there was a bombing, I guess, in a building, and it took the life of one of the young kids that was in her building. And, you know, she was like, she tried to rescue him, and she was like, he's going to be okay. And then later on, she found out in the series that he had passed. Well, she went on her own revenge tour, I guess. And she, you know, it was somebody undercover, and they were like, if you arrest this particular person who you think is responsible, then his life is at risk, you know. And she did it anyway. And she ended up arresting him. And then at the end, one of the agents come in and he says, I hope you're happy with yourself. This is the guy who had kids that we were trying to get freed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they killed him. And in the end, you see that she's, you know, upset about it. And they leave off with her looking upset and, you know, kind of distraught. But it's like, this happens every episode. Every episode, somebody is trying to do something to benefit themselves or put their self at ease or what have you. It's not like when it first started where they were just trying to fight crime. It's now more, they're trying to, every episode there's something that they're self-involved in or for some reason. Like OA. OA characters now with a young woman who he's just been dating. And there's a scene where they go into a club and they see that she hangs with, I guess, a crowd that obviously he's not really into her hanging with. You know, they do things perhaps they shouldn't be doing. Okay. And she goes to this particular club and he has to bust this club. And so he does, but he involves with her friends who's going with the person who is the owner of the club. Mm-hmm. And in this, mm-hmm. The friend has to go undercover. Well, unfortunately, the friend is killed. And the girl finds out when OA is there. And OA doesn't tell her at that time that, you know, okay, you know, I was there when she got killed. He just kind of hugs her and it pans out. Okay. At some point, he tells her, and then he asks, are you into the same thing she was in? Are you doing stuff like that? And she's like, you know, get out, you know, and they break up for a little bit, but they get back together in another episode. And it's like, okay, the probability of her maybe doing that is a 50-50 right now, but you see what type of crowd she hangs with, it's up to you to make the decision if you want to be with her or not, I'm assuming. I mean, you can't judge everybody by, obviously, the people they hang with. But also, at the same point in time, you can kind of sum up. I may not want to hang with them if they're into that stuff. Especially being given his job. But he's just so judgmental. She may not even be into any of that stuff. She just might was out for a good time. But his character is judgmental. He is so judgmental. All of these characters are judgmental. Every single one of them. I mean, Tiffany at the time she didn't seem very judgy, really. She was more like a kind of character where it didn't seem like she was judging that much. But then when she went out, you know, she goes on these tandems where she's trying to, you know, really catch somebody. And it's just like, she has to do it. She has to do it. She has to do it. And that moment you find her, you know, just disobeying whatever the heck the plan is. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, this is crazy to me. I'm not saying that people don't do this. I'm not saying they do. I'm not saying they don't. But it's just every week we see the same thing from these characters. Jubal at one point was drinking again on the job because of things that was going on inside of his home or with his children. Unfortunately, his son's character they thought may had been sick again. And you see him drinking again. Maggie knows, and Maggie's like, pulls him to the side, and she's like, "Are you drinking?" And he's like, "If you say that again, I'm gonna have to, you know, write you up," or whatever the crap he said at that time. And I'm like, "Are you serious?" And what's even more concerning is if you do think so, and he's actually about to, I think it was something about a building being bombed, and he was leading the people into the, I mean, jeez, I ain't saying you got this, you know, but that could have been risky for everybody involved, to be honest. So at what point do you be like, "Okay, well, I need to pull you aside and be like, look, I'm gonna go and say something to somebody else if you don't get it together," or I'm gonna, you know, I mean, she did at the end, but they had already went in the building. You know, she tried to pull him aside several times, but I, you know, I'm like, dang, you know, they're about to go in the building. He's leading them. You think he's been drinking? Look, I'm going, or I'm gonna tell, you know, Isabel or something. Let me lead this. You get yourself together. And then you have her when her sister's up there, and her sister's up, she's, you know, drug addict, and she's doing things where she's like, okay, I'm not gonna sit up here and say, you know, most people wouldn't if their sister is involved, where they're like, okay, look, I need to make sure of this when it comes to family, but I also need, you know, be on the side of the law as well. I mean, there's been episodes where her sister's like, okay, I want to get involved to take this person down, and she has to deal with that. And then her sister, they let her do it, go undercover, and then her sister has to listen to her like, "Well, did you take those drugs?" She's like, "No, I didn't take the drugs." Then in the end, you find out she didn't really take drugs. It's just like so much. Those are one of the better episodes, though, I have to admit. Those are one of the better episodes. But you just see how she's just like, you know, "You did it. You blase, blase," you know. I just find that the individuals on this is just a lot more judgy and seem to go off on their own tandems to suit themselves. I mean, Scola, he doesn't really go. I mean, Scola just judging in the face. He's like, everybody's doing something. He's just like judging in the face. Like, "I know you ain't doing this. I know you ain't," you know, it seems like his face tells the whole story. Jubal is just Jubal, I guess. He seems so just, he has his times. It's just when he starts to drink again, and I don't know, he pulls that card where he's in charge. That's not cool. You know, that's not cool, because there was a time when Maggie, like I said, her sister, and he tried to, you know, "If you do this again, I'm gonna, you know, have to say something." But then he goes and do the same things. You know, it's just a lot of that going on in the show. And so I'm still watching it, because the episodes they write, or what they write about, is good. It's just that watching the characters sometimes is so just cringy, because you're like, they are just so judgmental on this show. They're just, and it's like, if this is really how it is, that's scary. It's scary. I'm all for, you know, if you got, you know, get justice and stuff like that, but I mean, they seem to go and try to get revenge a lot on the show. And, you know, that's scary. And I don't like the way they make Tiffany character. I mean, she just walks off and does whatever she wants to do. She don't do this. And she's like, pretty much, she going to do what she want to do. I'm not into that part. And at times it has come back that, you know, luckily that she's been right. But I just think that I like the way they, and she's a different character, you know, different person playing it. But prior to this Kristen character, you know, they didn't have her doing that as much, you know. Which I still don't even understand why Kristen character left the show. Maybe it was something with the person who was playing it, but I mean, she goes in the field one day gets injured, comes back, and then the next thing you know, they say, they write her off saying, well, she's going to another field office. And it's kind of like, And that's when, that's, I guess that's kind of when it started to become, OA was already judgy, but I think that's when the show kind of, it just seems like it just really got, where everybody was doing their own thing, everybody was judging everybody, everybody was, in one episode, going out for some type of revenge, or going off on their own, or doing what they wanted to do, or I think that's when it started to seem like fall apart for me, where every character was pretty much the same character. So I think that's probably why I stopped watching it, I guess. It's like a turning point. I mean, I don't want every character every day to, every episode to be doing the same thing. I don't want, okay, I know this person gonna be wanting revenge because of this happened, or this person ain't gonna listen to this person, even though, and it just seems like every episode that's kind of how it is. You know, Maggie's always a superstar, you know, regardless. And she can be, you know, kind of, even though I look at her as the star of the show, sometimes she can be judgy as well and go out, you know, for revenge. And especially when it's her episodes about her sister. And now Maggie has a new addition to her family because the other agent was killed off. And Maggie had already said earlier that day, hey, you know, I'm interested in possibly having children, you know. And a couple episodes later, or actually the same episode, she specifically said this, the agent gets killed off, and now she's guardian of her daughter. Whole another thing she has to deal with, because the daughter obviously is scared because her mother was killed, you know, doing these things. And so now, you know, the daughter's scared, and they show where the daughter's constantly calling Maggie just to make sure she's okay. But the fact that within the same show, Maggie goes and says, or I think it was the same show, or maybe it was the show before, but I believe it was the same show, where Maggie says, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, having kids, you know. And then next thing you know, the agent is killed off and she has a child already. So yeah, stuff like that. I wish they would have kept the other character, you know, around a little bit longer. You know, it wouldn't have been so, okay, ta-da, it's here, you're a parent type of thing. It seems a little rushed. And so, yeah, I don't know. But that is what we're dealing with. And the other shows, like International and stuff like that, the characters are more, have vast personalities, where it's not the same, you know, which makes it a little bit more likable, where you don't have to have the same character throughout the show repeating the same things. So yeah, that's my take on TV series that stars Maggie Bell, Jubal, Oe, Scola, Tiffany, and let's not forget about Isabel and some of the others. This is Them, This, That, Me. Thank you for listening. Tell your real fake friends, Insta. Tell them all about Them, This, That, Me.